Dr. KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Today we are expecting plenty of sunshine across the listening area as high temperatures stay into the middle and upper 80s with a north wind at about 5 to 10. And then into later on tonight, we'll stay with mostly clear skies and lows around 61 with a north wind between 5 and 15. For Tuesday, expecting plenty of sunshine and a high around 83. I'm Nick Carlisle. Right now it's 79.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Despite all the challenges of dealing with China, Kent Backus, Director of International Trade and Market Access for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, believes it's still the most intriguing market for U.S. beef producers.
We finally have access to one-fifth of the world's population. We did not have access there for a long time. The limited access we've had for the last couple of years, it really restricted it to, you know, hormone-free beef and a lot of other things, but there wasn't really an incentive to produce for that market.
Well, China is the largest beef importing market in the world, and Backus says that Phase 1 trade deal still allows the U.S. to sell more beef to China.
We're in a very unique situation, and that could become a very profitable market for us in just the next few years. But you have to put that in the context of all the other issues we have with China. You have big geopolitical battles between the United States and China. The good thing about this deal is that it solidifies that arrangement. So it's not just China being profitable. Now the United States is going to be profitable.
The agreement removes trade barriers that China has had in place with U.S. beef, opening markets up for American producers. Many are still digesting the numbers from last week's World Ag Supply and Demand report. Mark Jekinowski chairs USDA's Outlook Board. He says there are several reasons why U.S. wheat acreage continues to decline.
It's been a long-term trend. It's been, you know, going on for 50 years or so, the decline in acreage as U.S. farmers tend to focus more on other crops, corn and soybeans. And as those varieties improve and they can grow them into, they can move into areas that previously had been more focused on wheat, like up into the Dakotas and whatnot. These other crops have just proven to be more competitive and more profitable for us.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides. And rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Tune to us then.
We today have concluded an agreement to end the war and bring peace to honor in Vietnam.
And we're still here today. 94.1 KNDY.
Yeah. We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Monday. An excessive force lawsuit has been filed over a videotaped encounter in which a Nebraska police officer used a taser on a man as he sat in a swing in his sister's backyard with his empty hands visible. The Lincoln Journal-Star reports that the stunned man, Hilario Velasquez of Lexington, and his sister, Sarah Garrett, filed the lawsuit this past week in federal court against Cozad Police Sergeant John Peden and the city of Cozad. The Associated Press reports Cozad City Attorney Scott Truesdale declined to comment, saying Friday that the city had not yet received an official notice of the lawsuit. The superintendent of Plainview Public Schools has tested positive for COVID-19, forcing that district to delay the start of school. Superintendent Darren Arlt was told Wednesday that he had tested positive. School had been slated to start the next day, but has now been pushed back to August 24th. Mid-America Network News.
At Rustboy, there's only one thing you need to know. They've all got to go. Every new 2019 Ford in stock. Every new 2020 Ford in stock. They've all got to go. It's Rusty at Ford's model year-end event. We're making room for the new 2021 inventory, so you'll get huge savings on every new 2019 and 2020 Ford in stock. Right now, get up to $11,000 off MSRP or 0% APR financing for up to 72 months on new 2020 Ford F-150s, Explorers, Escapes, and more. Every new 2019 and 2020 Ford in stock. They've all got to go. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you any money at rusty@ford.com. Always valid on select in-stock vehicles with a group credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Super Group SLT 4x4. Stock 2D09 set up MSRP 54135. Rusty at discount $6,000. Ford rebate $5,000. Sale price $43135. Limited term financing to Ford Motor Credit. Not all qualify. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers cannot be combined and expire August 31st, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners met last Monday. Public Works advised the Waterville Bridge project is on schedule to be completed within this next week. Bridge construction on Bison Road will likely begin this week. Compliance with COVID-19 quarantine restrictions and cooperation with contact tracing requests were discussed. County Health Officer Dr. John Ryan indicated by law people can be required to cooperate, but that's not been necessary at this time. Sheriff Tim Ackerman met with the board to recommend hiring of two deputy positions. Austin Tillery will move from jailer to deputy, and Bryant Jones is a new deputy. That recommendation was approved. Phil Wassenberg was approved as a new cook for the jail. Permission was granted to remove some trees near the jail in order to provide additional parking space. The SPARK committee met with the board to present the plan for submission for distribution of $1.9 million received as part of a county direct aid program. The plan includes requests from the cities of Axtell, Marysville, Frankfort, and Waterville, and USD's 498, 364, 380, St. Gregory's, and Good Shepherd schools. Nonprofit organizations will be able to submit requests in the next round or possibly could contact Marshall County Partnership for Growth for assistance. Commissioners spoke with representatives of the Irish Creek Wind Farm. The developer has presented a new version of the plan and will take recommendations. They'll continue to work on the road use, decommissioning, and compensation plan. Engineers will begin the decommissioning study and will present findings to the board for approval, which will go then to the developer for review. The engineer will also start working with a local road and bridge supervisor to start gathering information regarding an acceptable haul route. A number of residents expressed concerns with the wind farm at the previous week's meeting. County zoning and incentives provided through an exemption were noted, along with concerns that adequate time for questions has not been provided. Several spoke in favor of the project, noting that income could offset significant increases in property taxes on agricultural properties. Some reportedly feel pressured by those opposing the project. Nemaha County Commissioners met recently. The sheriff prepared a wage comparison for review between Nemaha, Brown, and Marshall counties involving all county positions. Commissioners have begun talking to county residents about serving on the planning committee for development of a comprehensive plan. Nemahal County commissioners were in agreeance. The decisions regarding protocols to be followed at schools in the county ought to be up to the local school boards at each district. Commissioners advised to move forward having Hall Brothers put a 3-inch overlay on a 7-mile stretch of E Road at a cost of $1.1 million. Gage County Board of Supervisors at last week's meeting reviewed agreements with the excess insurance carriers regarding the Beatrice 6 insurance litigation. Gage County will be receiving a total of $5.98 million that will be used toward payment of a $28 million judgment. The board held a public hearing regarding a special use permit for an RV campsite proposed in Blakely Township by Raymond Rohr of Beatrice. Rohr spoke of the benefits the facility could be used for construction and other workers temporarily locating in Gage County. The board has set a public hearing on changes to wind regulations for August 26th at 4:30 at the Hevelone Center at Beatrice High School. An August 26th public hearing has also been scheduled for consideration of a plan by Farmers Cooperative that would consolidate anhydrous facilities at the Philly location. Marshall County Partnership for Growth has details on an economic development and broadband grant. Small businesses, profit, and nonprofits can apply on their own for this COVID and sometimes non-COVID grant, depending on the situation. The grant and guidance is available online at kansascommerce.gov with applications due Wednesday, August 19th. Submit it on a first-come, first-served basis. Michael V. Mike Bruna, age 76, of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Vigil service Monday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Monday, 10 until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Mike Bruna. Christine Wassenberg, age 56, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at Marysville Christian Fellowship. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 9. Family will greet friends Wednesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Christine Wassenberg. Dorothy D. Steiner, age 93, of Vermilion, passed away Wednesday. Funeral arrangements pending with the Patton Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Dorothy Steiner.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here is your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For this afternoon, we'll see lots of sunshine across the listening area as high temperatures stay into the middle and upper 80s with a north wind at about 5 to 10. And then into later on tonight, we'll stay with mostly clear skies and lows around 61 with a north wind between 5 and 15. For Tuesday, expecting plenty of sunshine and a high around 83. And then staying partly cloudy later on into Tuesday night and lows around 59. For Wednesday, we'll stay with mostly sunny skies across the listening area with a high temperature warming up to near 86 and wind staying from the south around 5 to 10. For Wednesday night, we'll see mostly clear conditions and lows around 62. We'll then see some sunshine into Thursday with a high temperature into the upper 80s near 90. For Friday, expecting sunshine with a high around 88. And then Saturday, expecting sunny skies and a high of 89. I'm meteorologist Nick Carlisle.
Reflections Hallmark wants to make sure the ladies don't miss Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun this Friday. Reflections will have refreshments, fun, and sales, plus games to win extra discounts. So get ready to get squirrely with Reflections in downtown Marysville with Squirrels Just Want to Have Fun Masquerade this Friday. Tickets available at the Chamber of Commerce office.
Average high temperature mid-August, 87. Recent record high, 101 in 2003. The average low, 65. Record low, 49 in 2012. We received just at an inch of rain Sunday evening here at studios in Marysville.
Making a living. a farm, you're already busy enough. Online banking can help you run your farm without running around. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Consumers are demanding locally sourced food and shorter supply chains. We will tell you how farmers are responding on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
These days, no one can afford to take the risk of being without financial protection against high health care costs, not even for a few days. Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans offer short-term health care coverage to fill in those temporary gaps. Short-term health plans can provide you with medical coverage when you are between health plans, helping lower your potential financial risk. Learn more at kfphealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, August 17th, the 230th day of the year. Frontiersman Davy Crockett was born on this day in 1786. We've reported many times on the rise of CSAs, or community-supported agriculture, but events earlier this year have made CSAs in more demand than ever. Here's how it works. Members buy a share of a farm's production. In return, they receive a weekly delivery of vegetables, eggs, meat, cheese, or other options. While some operations were hurt this year by a pause in business from restaurants and farmers markets, the explosion of interest from individuals has many farms dealing with waiting lists, sometimes in the hundreds. If local, fresh produce and a short supply chain are important to you, see if there is a CSA in your neighborhood. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, good Monday. Max Kepler hit it. Bob Knack, the surprise, who was promoted four levels last for making season start, continued his impressive run with both on homers in five and a third innings. Bob Knack gave up just three hits, while his ERA rose from a 1.42. Alex Avila doubled, walked twice, and scored a pair of runs for Minnesota, which has won four of six after being swept in Kansas City last week. Chase Elliott won the Cup Series road course race at Daytona International Speedway by holding off hard charging Denny Hamlin, throwing a late start and not his third consecutive victory away from the ovals. Hamlin finished second, followed by Martin Truex Jr. and Jimmy Johnson. Mid-American at work.
Going on now.
I want to say French heart. Heart and
is. He knows
Aid is saying, I'm to go home to somebody call a ride.
Love that guy. Me too.
Know your buzz warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
A group of Ohio State football players' parents joined parents of players at Iowa in calling for the Big Ten to overturn its decision not to play football this fall because of the
After he gave his play a break from team activities, President Trump talked about college sports from his Bedminster, New Jersey golf property.
The SEC, the Big 12, and the ACC are back. They want to come back, and I think they're coming back. The Big 10, the Pac-12 are not, and I wish they would come back.
In Norman, Oklahoma, Lincoln Riley announced August 8th the Sooners were temporarily pausing preseason practices because of schedule changes. He gave players the option of returning home, though he said 75% of them stayed on campus. I'm Rick Averett with your Monday Mid-America Network Sports.
Choosing furniture can be tricky. Will it be durable and stand up to everyday wear? My pets? My kids? Will it fit in the room I want to put it in? Will it be easy to clean? Is it comfortable? So many questions that need to be answered. Well, Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville has you covered. Their staff can make recommendations, help you personalize options, and find exactly what you need, even if it isn't on their sales floor. It's personal shopping at its best and available at Feldkamp's Furniture.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Tension Envelope is ingenuity at work. Headquartered in Kansas City with a manufacturing plant in Marysville, Tension manufactures billions of envelopes every year and works with some of the biggest names in the business. They're a leading national manufacturer and marketer of custom envelope products. Committed to quality, innovation, and excellence, Tension has been providing solutions for their customers for generations. For career and other opportunities, learn more on their website, tensionenvelope.com.
Puckered, distorted leaves of green and yellow to pink, orange, and purple are easy to spot and indicate peach leaf curl is present. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This fungal disease occurs wherever peaches are grown and starts infecting the leaves and stems as the buds begin to swell. Peach leaf curl is most common when the springs are cool and wet. You'll see less damage when temperatures are 45 degrees or colder and during warm springs when the buds quickly expand into full-size leaves. Healthy trees that are properly maintained can survive this disease. Keep trees healthy by thinning the fruit, watering as needed, and avoiding late season fertilization. Struggling trees or those repeatedly affected by this disease can be treated with a fungicide labeled for fruit trees. Treat in fall after leaf drop or spring before the buds begin to swell. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
They were two of the most influential people to occupy the 20th century White House. I'm not talking about two different presidents, but a president and a first lady, both of which are still often quoted and remembered for their work yet today. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Farm Journal and National 4-H present the first ever Farm On virtual benefit concert. Join us and some of country music's biggest stars as we raise money for 4-H and its dedication to building stronger communities. The concert will be August 27th at 7 Central, and your 4-H'er can be part of it. Just text a picture or video of them and their project with the words Farm On to 31313 or by using the Farm On hashtag via social media. Join us for the Farm On virtual benefit concert this August 27th at 7 p.m.
Franklin and Eleanor Roosevelt were married on St. Patrick's Day, 1905, and resided in Hyde Park, New York, when away from the nation's capital. It's Eleanor's home here called Valkill that retells the story of one of the most popular first ladies.
Some of Eleanor's friends, mentors, colleagues were complaining that they did not have a place to go. Apparently it was not a very good Indian summer, and the mother-in-law, Miss Sarah Delano, Franklin's mother, was closing up Springwood where the women would meet. So Franklin comes up with this idea in 1920 to build this Dutch stone cottage.
Susan Dagwell retells the story of that home located about 75 miles north of New York City. It was completed by 1926, but Eleanor and her friends soon decided to make an addition to help area residents.
The women decided to help the young youths here and get more jobs. They started a furniture factory. Valkill Industries was simply a building for about 18 artisans or men at all times to reproduce antique American woodwork furniture.
The furniture factory never turned a profit, and Eleanor bought her share of the factory from her friends and began renovating the place to fit her needs. Although Valkill is correctly labeled as the home of Eleanor Roosevelt, this does not mean that she was living apart from the president.
Eleanor didn't really come here until after Franklin's death. She certainly is working along to make this her home or her retirement home.
Visitors to Valkill are struck by the simplicity of Eleanor's home, and they quickly notice the deep love she had for her husband.
The pictures as you look around the cottage are not necessarily hanging straight or in order. They're actually in dime store frames. If you find Franklin in the home, he is strategically placed in wonderful positions, and they are not in dime store frames.
The home is part of a complex that includes the Roosevelt's Hyde Park Mansion and Franklin's getaway retreat called Top Cottage. Traveling the countryside in Hyde Park, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.
Did you know Kansans with disabilities are nearly three times more likely to be victims of a crime? Are you a Kansan with a disability? Are you also a victim of crime? The Disability Crime Victims Unit may be able to provide you with free advocacy or civil legal services to respond to your disability rights needs as a crime victim. It doesn't matter how large or small the crime. It doesn't matter whether you reported this crime to anyone. If you are a person with a disability and a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas to find out if their Disability Crime Victims Unit can help you. Call toll-free 877-776-1541 or go to drckansas.org. Content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by subgrant number 18-VOCA-55, awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
On Living the Country Life Radio, a Cemex expert will discuss how premium fuels and lubricants can help protect and improve your farm equipment's performance. Stay tuned.
Some of us were born to farm. Some diesels, like Cenex Premium Diesel, were born to fuel. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn to reduce particulate matter and keep filters cleaner for longer. Fuel your equipment like a pro with Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster and leave typical number two diesel to the amateurs. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Peace of mind, powered locally. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Farmers depend on their equipment, and equipment depends on its fuel. Cenex Premium Diesel works as hard as you do and comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster even cleans up your injectors and prevents injector fouling, so your equipment can keep firing on all cylinders to make every day a field day. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Peace of mind, powered locally. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
With harvest coming up, it's more important than ever to power your machines with a fuel that can keep them running at peak performance. One of the key factors that determines a fuel's quality is its cetane level. We're here today with Chad Christensen, a premium diesel expert from Cenex, the energy brand of CHS, to learn about cetane and what it has to do with maximizing your operations uptime this harvest season. Chad, thanks for joining us today. So tell us, what exactly is cetane?
Well, cetane is a colorless, flammable gas. It's found naturally in diesel fuel. And think of it like an octane rating for gasoline, but on the diesel side. So much like octane, it's given a number called the cetane number, and that's typically between 40 and then all the way up to the low 50s in some parts of the country. And this number indicates the combustion quality of the diesel fuel. So the higher the cetane number, the easier that fuel is to ignite during the combustion cycle in your engine.
What are the benefits of using a fuel with a high cetane number?
Well, I think there's several benefits to using a high cetane diesel fuel, and number one being the faster fuel ignition. And that's just going to make for a better running engine right off the start. And then you're going to see those shorter ignition delays, and so you're going to get a more complete burn with less exhaust. And that's especially important in those cold mornings as harvest approaches. With today's high-performance engines with extremely tight tolerances, you need a high-performing diesel fuel. And with low cetane, you're going to see a lower power output, excessive wear and tear from those hard starts. And so generally a cetane number of 47 or above is recommended to get the most power and performance out of your engine.
Are there any fuels you recommend for farmers looking for a high cetane diesel?
Sure. I'd recommend switching to Cenex premium diesel fuel with a cetane improver additive injected right at the terminal. So our Roadmaster XL and our Fieldmaster has a minimum cetane number of 47 and goes all the way up to the low 50s in some parts of the country. And just one of the many additives that work together in tandem to ensure you're getting those quick starts and minimizing your wear and tear on your equipment. And so if you've got any more questions, visit us at Cenex.com or reach out to your local Cenex premium diesel dealer.
Thank you for the helpful information, Chad.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Oh, that old rugged cross, so despised by the
told me that you can find a true reflection of yourself when you look at your calendar and your bank account. Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you be wise and thrive. Both your calendar and your bank account show you what you're doing with the two currencies of your life, your time and your money. And they show what your core values are. I took that advice and looked at both, and boy, was I surprised. I saw how I was spending a lot of money on coffee and snacks, and my calendar, well, it revealed that I was spending a lot of time doing things that were important to others, but not to me, and maybe not to God. It's easy to spend time and money in ways that don't align with your faith and values. You likely say yes to activities and events that really don't bring you joy, and it's easy to succumb to the temptation of buying things that just make us feel good, but they're not necessary. Money and time are both gifts from God. Using them wisely is your gift to God.
Ag leaders are speaking up about the future of agricultural trade and supply chains. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
In a series of five virtual town halls on ag trade and supply chains put on by Farmers for Free Trade, the first was focused on Iowa, where Kevin Ross farms. Ross is president of the National Corn Growers Association and said during the town hall that corn growers are expecting their lowest income levels since 2006. He says the NCGA is on the case.
We set up a task force that was regionally diverse. We had folks giving input from farmers and our CEOs across our state network, as well as state presidents that were all across there to gain insight as to what was happening and the impacts that were happening in the local markets across the U.S., as well as understand how we could better respond to that crisis that's going on.
Ross says recent trade deals with China, Japan, Canada, and Mexico show promise. But he adds trade disputes leading to those deals took a toll.
Over time, because of the market disruptions that we've had within trade, we have lost ground to some of our competitors. You've seen Brazil breaking out ground and Argentina certainly always staying in the marketplace when it comes to corn. These are, I think, going to be continued larger competitors that we're going to have to deal with. You hear, again, more and more about Brazil and their corn acres every day.
I'll have more from the Iowa Town Hall meeting in tomorrow's show. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Take it from the vets at Valley Vet Supply. A sound preconditioning program helps ensure the health of weaned calves. At Valley Vet Supply, you'll find vaccines for blackleg prevention and respiratory wellness, including pneumonia prevention. Consider feeding Cargill's Right Now Onyx Mineral during weaning. It's specially formulated for stressful situations. And let's face it, weaning is stressful. Keep your calves healthy, increase weaning weight, and ease your stress by shopping at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, Kansas.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Pork Checkoff, Swine Health Information Center, the American Society of Swine Veterinarians, and the National Pork Producers Council are cooperating on a project to consider the biosecurity gaps for the U.S. pork industry. Swine Health Information Center Executive Director Dr. Paul Sundberg says the effort is considering all aspects of foreign animal disease.
We're taking a holistic look at biosecurity for the pork industry nationally, all the way from the borders and customs and border protection to the farm, and through our marketing, feral pigs, through all of the things that happen with the pork industry, so we can have a comprehensive look at biosecurity, identify the areas that should be prioritized to work on, those that are most important because we find a gap there, and work on those things to close those windows. That's the idea behind the project.
This effort is considering animal health diseases and biosecurity, and as a side benefit, there are opportunities to increase efficiencies.
No doubt about that. Like I said, it's not only African swine fever, foot and mouth disease, classical swine fever coming into the country, but also about other production diseases that might come in, as well as when we look internally and you kind of do an introspective look at the pork industry in the U.S., we've got a lot of issues with moving pigs around, with marketing channels, with feral pigs. We have all of those biosecurity things as well within the country, and I'm really optimistic that this is going to help us to address the highest priorities for not only preventing diseases from coming in, but from spreading around once they're here.
This is a year-long project that is a high priority for pig farmers.
Funding from the Swine Health Information Center and the National Pork Board, but in collaboration with National Pork Producers Council and American Association of Swine Veterinarians, it's a good, collaborative, holistic project that we want to address the whole pork industry. We want to make sure that we don't miss something. So we're really excited about it getting going.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Flura.com. Hello again, Orion Samuelson, with you to talk about another country that has a pretty good crop situation, Canada, our neighbors to the north. I'll share part of the conversation after this message. If you're looking to increase your profits per acre, and who isn't these days, then I would urge you to check out Flura.com. Flura has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains, coming from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers, delivering the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Flura makes it easy to join the green rush. Call 989-303-8178. That easy to start making more per acre. Call now, 989-303-8178, or check out Flura.com. That's FLURA.com. Quite a few countries on the planet have been having a pretty good crop year, certainly here in the United States, with the exception of the storm that moved through parts of the Midwest last week. We've had a good crop year. But I recently talked to a good friend from our neighbor to the north, Canada. Harry Siemens is a farm broadcaster in Canada, in Manitoba, and they did something interesting in that province this year. They conducted a virtual crop tour. Boy, we're using that word virtual a lot, aren't we? But they actually did a virtual crop tour with farmers across Western Canada, taking video of their crops and reporting on their feelings about the crop yield potential. And talking to Harry, he said, yeah, we've had good weather in Western Canada. He said, we've had good rains. We haven't had any destructive storms as of yet. And he said, we did something a little interesting this year north of your border. We conducted a virtual farm crop tour. Every year, you know, we have the crop tours here in the U.S. where people gather together in groups and go through various parts of our cropland and then give their opinions on what the crop is going to be like. Well, because of the COVID-19, which they have north of us as well, they decided they would do a virtual crop tour without people. But they would select certain farmers in certain parts of the provinces of Western Canada, ask them to shoot video of their crops and give their estimates on what the crops will be yielding, and then put that together in a national report for the Canadians that indicate they have got a pretty good crop going, especially in the Western Prairie provinces, which is where they grow the wheat and the canola and some of the other crops as well. But Harry said, yes, we have had a good crop year so far, and this was a different but interesting way to make our assessment of how much we're going to produce. He said, beside that, we've had ease of movement of goods to the ports on the western coast of Canada. And that's where most of the shipments to the world from Canada do originate. And because they haven't been sending as much oil or other products that are non-agricultural, they've had more than enough room to handle the agricultural crops and get them to the ports and ultimately get them to the world. So, like us, we'll wait till the final harvest is complete, and then we'll make the final assessment. But good luck to Canada. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
I used to borrow tools from my neighbor every now and then, but I actually returned them after I was done using them. He had some nice tools, and I wanted my own. So he told me to go to Hometown Lumber and Hardware. They have a great selection to choose from. DeWalt, Milwaukee, quality top brands that live up to their name. Now he's borrowing tools from me. And you know what? I haven't gotten a few of them back yet.
Get your own DeWalt and Milwaukee tools at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Today on Successful Farming Radio, a Cenex expert will discuss how premium fuels and lubricants can help protect and improve your farm equipment's performance. Stay tuned.
Some of us were born to farm. Some diesels, like Cenex Premium Diesel, were born to fuel. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn to reduce particulate matter and keep filters cleaner for longer. Fuel your equipment like a pro with Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster and leave typical number 2 diesel to the amateurs. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Peace of mind, powered locally. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Farmers depend on their equipment, and equipment depends on its fuel. Cenex Premium Diesel works as hard as you do and comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster even cleans up your injectors and prevents injector fouling, so your equipment can keep firing on all cylinders to make every day a field day. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Peace of mind, powered locally. Cenex is a brand of CHS.
With harvest coming up, it's more important than ever to power your machines with a fuel that can keep them running at peak performance. One of the key factors that determines a fuel's quality is its cetane level. We're here today with Chad Christensen, a premium diesel expert from Cenex, the energy brand of CHS, to learn about cetane and what it has to do with maximizing your operations uptime this harvest season. Chad, thanks for joining us today. So tell us, what exactly is cetane?
Well, cetane is a colorless, flammable gas that's found naturally in diesel fuel, and think of it like an octane rating for gasoline, but on the diesel side. So much like octane, it's given a number called the cetane number, and that's typically between 40 and then all the way up to the low 50s in some parts of the country. And this number indicates the combustion quality of the diesel fuel. So the higher the cetane number, the easier that fuel is to ignite during the combustion cycle in your engine.
What are the benefits of using a fuel with a high cetane number?
Well, first is that faster ignition, and that makes for a better running engine. Then you're going to see the shorter ignition delays, and that's going to give you that more complete burn and less exhaust Generally, you want to shoot for a CTAIN number of 47 or above, and that's recommended to get the most power and performance out of your engine.
Are there any fuels you recommend for farmers looking for a high CTAIN diesel?
Sure. I'd recommend switching to Cenex premium diesel fuel with a CTAIN improver additive injected right at the terminal. So our Roadmaster XL and our Fieldmaster has a minimum CTAIN number of 47 and goes all the way up to the low 50s in some parts of the country. And just one of the many additives that work together in tandem to ensure you're getting those quick starts and minimizing your wear and tear on your equipment. And so if you've got any more questions, visit us at Cenex.com or reach out to your local Cenex premium diesel dealer.
Thank you for the helpful information, Chad.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Black Squirrel City's brand of classic country, heard through seven decades across Kansas and Nebraska. KNDY Marysville is AM 1570 and FM 94.1.